This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. The Irish performers known as Celtic Woman is now on its 10th anniversary tour of the United States, and Maeve is one of the singers.
Oh, listen, it is fantastic. I mean, we couldn't have imagined that it would have sustained itself for so long and that there were so many new ideas just bubbling up to the surface all the time. A really nice bunch of people to be working with, and I think the show is higher energy and more exciting for an audience than it ever was. I guess because we have a back catalogue now, you can choose really strong songs because we have so much to choose from and put it together in a show that flows really well. Originally, the group was brought together to sort of showcase what the original members could do individually, and then we came together just for a couple of group numbers. But the group numbers were got a really good response and seemed to be appealing to people, so now there's quite a mix. Each of us has a couple of solo numbers, and then we come together for some bigger numbers too. And then we also have singers and dancers who perform with us as well, so there's a couple of big kind of percussive numbers that are the kind of counterbalance the more lyrical songs that maybe the group would be best known for originally. So there's a nice mix in there. And we have a cracking live band as well who like to strut their stuff on stage too. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I like that. Cracking live band.
They are. They didn't tell me I had to say that. I came up with that myself. But they would like it, especially our bass player. It's quite an entourage when we pull into town. A lot of people sing in Ireland. It's not, you know, it's not unusual for somebody to get up and sing at a party, certainly. So, you know, in a way, it's taken more for granted at home. But of course you'd get up and do it. Why wouldn't you? You know.
Of course. Get up and sing.
You mightn't always have the lighting effects and the frocks and the all the rest of the theatrics, but certainly the performance would be expected anyway.
Now, among the women who get to sing all these great songs, is there any kind of pecking orders to who gets to pick what?
No, it's interesting, actually. I think part of the reason that we have a nice, you know, warm atmosphere on the road is that everybody is happy with what they're singing. You know, that because we've been performing for 10 years, and this is kind of a fond look back over those years, you can really choose great numbers that suit every individual voice. And so I think, you know, certainly I don't get the sense that anybody covets somebody else's song. There's so much out there that, you know, suits individuals that they can find what they're looking for. And they can, you know, liaise with our musical director to make sure that they're happy with, you know, how it's presented and have a say in, you know, even in the choice of music as well. There's also a fun element, which is allowing for the type of venue we're in, sometimes our singers and dancers can get out up close with the audience and come and dance among you, dance down the aisle. So that is a really nice moment because you see people just reacting in great surprise and practically following them up onto the stage sometimes, you know. And we also have one of our percussionists who likes to come out and do a little, it's not quite a comic turn, but he gets to strut his stuff and have a bit of fun with the audience too. So that usually goes down well. And as you say, it's like just, it's such a surprise in the middle of some of the more moving songs, I guess, which some people love, the really a cappella, the, you know, quiet, kind of pure vocals. But then it's nice to shake it up a little bit with some up-tempo numbers as well.
When they see all these beautiful Irish singers on stage, they're going to be very happy.
Oh, stop. Ah, well, you know, we thrive on attention. What can I say?
I could listen to you talk for, like, days. I just love your voice.
Oh, thank you. Actually, we were in a cafe the other day, and this lady said, "Oh, I love your accent. Is that your real accent?" I was thinking, no, I'm pretending to be a mysterious stranger tonight. The idea that it wasn't. But anyway, she was happy that she liked it. But, this is the real us.
And are you on tour already? Are you already in the States?
Yes, we're in Cleveland tonight. And, we've been touring now for a couple of weeks, so we're just getting into the swing of it now and really enjoying the response so far.
What's your favorite part of the U.S., do you think? The East, the West, the South, the North?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many different responses. You know, we love to go to the big cities and, you know, play these iconic, you know, theaters like Radio City, places like that, and playing like Red Rocks, and, you know, it's a fantastic place in Colorado. So, but I often find that the response is even more amazing in the smaller cities because I guess people are so appreciative that you've come, and there's a really kind of almost community vibe to the audience response. I couldn't single out a place. I'd make enemies all across America. No, I wouldn't. But I think it's what's interesting is how different the audiences are everywhere you go, and you can never know for sure what's going to trigger their response. Some people, you know, are immediately, whooping and hollering after a couple of songs, and others are really quiet because they're listening very intensely, and then by the end they're really warm. So it's different everywhere we go, and that kind of energizes us every time when we get a different audience response.
And of course, a lot of these people have seen you on the public television specials that you seem to be on all the time.
That's right. And so often they'll be singing along, especially the people up the front. There's a little bit of light still from the audience, from the stage, and you can see them singing and even sometimes doing some of the moves, which is hilarious. You have to kind of sometimes not watch too carefully, or you'll get distracted and forget to do what you're doing yourself because they're so into it. So yes, I mean, the public television connection has been great for us. It really has improved our exposure and just made us familiar to people. So they feel like they know us even before we've sung a note. They have some expectation of what's coming, and they welcome us very warmly because of that.
With Maeve of Celtic Woman, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You've probably heard the song, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. We noticed a great tip in the second line.
It goes, one leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane.
We often aren't thankful enough when the sun is shining, when things are going well. Then it rains.
We all experience tough times, but without sunshine and rain, roses don't bloom.
So it is with us. It takes good times and bad to reach your full potential.
When the challenges are greatest, you gain wisdom, strength, and skills that you would never have otherwise.
And those things will carry you to greater heights than you could have ever imagined. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What time of day is your spouse most likely to be unfaithful? Tough question, and it becomes personal when it happens to you. Here's the social science of it. It's been estimated that as many as 43% of the population will have at least one affair during their marriage. Or put another way, about one out of every two marriages will suffer through one spouse being unfaithful to the other. And put another way, one out of every two families suffer when one spouse is unfaithful. But what time of day do most of these dalliances occur? The answer? Between noon and 3 o'clock during the work week. What's the cheap psychological trick? Love hurts. But when an affair enters a home, it hurts financially, emotionally, and really hard to overcome. Does this sound right for you? Let me know at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.